like many of you, if there was any way, the only time I've ever really missed folk dance weekends is when I absolutely had to, and there have been very few that I've missed. What I did want to just kind of focus on for a minute, I mean, I'm looking at all these faces, I'm thinking, Elaine, of how many times we walked together, read together, raised our kids together, and went through, you know, it's like having them take baths in the in what's now the toilet.
Don't even
talk about that. Yeah. It was the big, it was a wash tub at the time, but now it's like the toilet.
No, it was only a wash tub.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, it looked like that anyway. There was big, big buckets. And I'm thinking about the first time I brought Tom and how he just kind of, it was a completely different side of Tom that I saw here, and how much we grew together to be able to have this place to disconnect from society and at large, and to you know, it's two times a year, but they're really deep times. We really get to connect with each other in ways. I mean, yeah, Olivia and Rick, we've known you forever, but we would never have known you the way we do without coming here. On different weekends. I feel the same way about so many people here. I am like an extra mom to, how many people consider me an extra mom to them right now? Sue. Okay, all right. I was actually talking about my kids' generation, but I think about the cooking we've done together. I'm thinking about all the meals where I've kind of like been executive chefing, but people come, can I help? And I just say yes, and then I think, okay, what can you do? Just do something. And everybody stands up. And Birgit, I've known you for so long, and we dance not just here, but also at Marcel's, and you know, it's just been an amazing time. It's an amazing time. And you know, and Scott and Susan, like Susan said, you know, we get a chance to spend some time together. Jonah, you and Brian together. Brian bringing him, the idea of bringing a 3-week-old baby and dancing it with a sling for a whole weekend, I felt comfortable doing that here. And it was so meaningful. Artem, when you showed up and sang those amazingly inappropriate songs, and I loved them. Oh my God, I was like, who is this guy? And now you and Karen are getting married. That's really, really amazing. And Shani, what you and I, you know, the talks we had, and watching you go through all the growing you've been doing and finding Tony, wow. Another wedding coming up. It's amazing.